The Democrats may all have been at home watching their party's convention on television, but for whatever reason, Steve King's supporters had the street to themselves outside the WHO studios in Des Moines ahead of the debate. John Johnson is an active-duty U.S. Marine from Stratford, Iowa, part of Congressman Tom Latham's old district.
Essentially, I voted just very conservative in the past, and Latham was that for me last year, and Congressman King has taken his place this year, so I wanted to come out and support him as much as I could.
Inside, tucked back in a studio without a studio audience, King and Vilsack squared off for the radio debate. Hewing toward tradition, each stressed their humble beginnings. Then Vilsack took aim, also following a tradition, a challenger taking the offensive.
And my view of this job is very local. I think Congressman King sees the job as a way to basically promote himself and a way to be on TV and promote an ideology that really has very little to do with the economic opportunities that we need to be building in these small towns. All that talk, some of it is actually offensive to people in Iowa.
And the tone softened very little from there, with Vilsack calling King a bully and an embarrassment. King has made a name for himself with the national media with outspoken conservative views on immigration and gay rights. Vilsack tried to make that look like he's ignoring his district, but King would have none of it.
Is this, that there are a lot of issues that affect the United States of America, and it would be irresponsible to go to Congress and only address those issues that affect the district that you came to represent. What makes me stay in office is that I'm driven to protect America from the hardcore movement of the left.
Vilsack went after King for failing to pass a farm bill, which she called the most important issue in the district. She said he's been inconsistent on renewable fuels, and she says he's done nothing to control spending.
You know, he basically voted for two wars, which he didn't pay for.
When we're going into war, you don't go back and check your checkbook.
But for his part, King put Vilsack on the defensive over her move to Ames to run against him. He called her the lady from Mount Pleasant.
First of all, I'm not from Mount Pleasant. I'm from Ames. Recently, you've suggested that I haven't moved into the district, but that would be a surprise to the people who see me at Rotary on Mondays and to the people at the public library and the people in my neighborhood that I meet out on the green.
One political scientist, Diane Bystrom from Iowa State University, stepped away from the television coverage of the Democratic convention to listen to the debate. She thinks Vilsack struck the right tone.
Well, I think that Chrissy Vilsack came on rather aggressive, which I think she needs to do in this campaign. She is a challenger.
This is really the first time we've seen Steve King in a debate, so how do you think he did?
I think Steve King is very articulate. I think he kind of held his own.
Even though he said at one point, quote, "I'm caught off balance." Two more debates are coming up, one in Clay County and one in Franklin County, neither on TV. The King campaign promises there will be televised debates as well between now and November. In Des Moines, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.